please do not turn off. Please do not. Just do not exit the podcast. Just stay in the podcast.
Please listen carefully.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to the Off the Top of My Head podcast, a podcast just about anything and everything. I find interesting people with interesting topics and record in interesting places, and it's all off the top of my head. So whatever you're doing right now, thank you for bringing me with you. And now, let's get in to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Before we begin this episode, I just want to take a few moments and explain what we're going to listen to here. So this is episode 44. This is the Super Cool Uncle podcast. And if you've listened to my podcast in the past, you know that my nephew Nino has really enjoyed being on the podcast. Every time we're together, he asks me, he says, Uncle Bill, are we recording a podcast? When are we doing the podcast? And I absolutely love when he asks me about that. Part of the challenge is that Nino is now 9 years old, and like any other 9 year old boy, sometimes is a bit forgetful and a little over anxious to do this without much preparation, which is completely fine. So what I did was I got him a notebook, his very own notebook, where he can write down ideas in between the times that we see one another. And when we go to record a podcast, we actually have topics to talk about. So Nino's been fairly inconsistent with taking notes for his podcast, which, again, is perfectly fine. We just have an opportunity to just kind of do things off the top of our heads. So that's what this episode really is about. This is recorded over a series of number of times, that we've gotten together. So topics are all over the place. There's him playing a piano. He did a nice intro for us. He talks about his report card. We do talk about him forgetting his notebook. We talk about his cats a little bit. And then he does play a nice outro for us. So again, thanks for listening to the episode 44, the Super Cool Uncle podcast. This was an evolution from the Cool Uncle podcast, which was previous. And if you want to go back to listen to previous episodes of Nino, he is in one with the L.L. Bean Discovery School. It's one of my earlier episodes. And then also Nino's Back episode as well. So feel free to go through the library, take a listen to the Off the Top of My Head podcast with Nino. And without further ado, we have the first segment.
Off the Top of My Head podcast, and this is a new Cool Uncle Edition, and it's now called Super Cool Uncle Edition. This is me, Nino, and I hope you're happy to see me again.
Absolutely. Welcome, everybody, to the Off the Top of My Head podcast. That was my nephew, Nino. He is back again. You're back again, buddy.
Yep.
This is awesome. Okay, so you just played us a little musical intro. That is the longest musical intro that I've ever had on my podcast.
Wow.
So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So tell me what that was called.
That was called Horn Call.
Horn Call?
Yep.
Okay. So why are you practicing that particular song?
Well, I have to practice like more songs because I have a piano recital tomorrow and you're going to see it, right?
I will be there for your piano recital. Absolutely. So now when we actually broadcast this, your piano recital will be over. But right now you're in the process of practicing for it.
Yep.
Very cool.
Well, so, I already practiced it today.
Right. But you're supposed to practice a lot though, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just practice it once and just get it all of a sudden, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, so how many, is that the only song you're playing tomorrow?
No.
Are you playing more?
No. That's not one of my recital songs.
Oh, okay.
That is Symphony and Trumpet Voluntary.
Trumpet. Okay. Do you want to?
On the piano.
Do you want to play either one of those for me? For the podcast?
Sure.
Yeah, well, go ahead and pick one. Just one of them.
Just one?
Well, maybe we'll
London
wind up...
London Symphony.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll wind up doing all three by the time this podcast is over. All
right.
Okay?
All right. Hold up.
So go ahead and change up whatever you got to change. I'm going to talk to my audience for a second, okay?
Okay.
All right. So thanks again, everybody, for
just
tuning
in. Just getting
ready. So, yes, everybody get ready. So Nino, that noise you hear in the background, Nino is sitting on a beanbag. He has graciously lent me his bench. I know for proper posture playing the piano, he should be sitting on a bench. So everybody who knows music out there or knows the piano knows that I know beanbag is not proper posture. But okay, all right. So what are you playing?
London Symphony.
Okay, go ahead and hit it. Good. That was
Thank
excellent. You played that pretty good. I think people are really going to be excited to see you play tomorrow. What do you think?
Well,
right?
The podcasters come to where I'm going to do my piano recital. That might be very special.
That could be special, right? So let me ask you a question. So you want to sit on the beanbag, make yourself comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you going to be signing autographs after your recital? Do you know what an autograph is?
No way. I am not.
Do you know what an autograph is, though?
Yeah.
What's an autograph?
A picture.
Well, yeah, it's a picture, but then people actually sign their name.
Really?
Right? So they sign their name on the picture, so it's their autograph. Are you going to be signing autographs, you think? Like, you think you're going to be so popular that you're going to sign autographs?
I don't really know yet.
I don't think so, because it's just a recital, right? Maybe later in life... When you get play in front of like a really, really big audience.
Right.
Yeah, you'll be able to sign autographs. So did you want to play another one? Why don't we play another one? Because you had three all together that you were practicing, right? So Nino's now going to play us another one. He's played us... Why don't you sit up on the beanbag? Right? Just like we're doing with your thing. I'm also here with Nino's dad. So Nino's dad, would you like to say hello?
Hello, everybody.
So we're going to talk to Nino's dad in a few minutes.
Right. On the next part.
On the next part, because we have an agenda this time for everybody who listened to the Cool Uncle podcast. We got a little off topic last time, but now this is the Super Cool Uncle podcast, and we are so on track this time. So on track. All right, what are you playing this time, buddy?
Ode to Joy.
Ode to Joy. So it's O-D-E to Joy. All right, go for it. Good job, buddy. I think you're fairly prepared for tomorrow. What do you think?
Yep.
All right.
So I just have to turn the power on and off and on.
Yeah,
and off
yeah.
And
no,
on
I get off. It. I get it. I mean, you know, you're a musician. I get it.
Well, can I just tell you why?
Why what?
Your podcast is named off the top of my head.
Why is
it? It's like here. I think. It's called off the top of my head. It's because you, like, have no hair.
Yeah, thank you.
No hair.
Thank you.
And I have hair.
And you have hair. So if you had a podcast, it would be not off the top of your head. Right?
Right. And the last time I said, remember that I said that that if I had a podcast, mine would be off the top of my head. And you said that when people see, like, others, other off the top of my head, it would be confusing.
Yeah, they would get confused.
Yeah.
All right.
We listened to that podcast over dinner.
I know, we did. Because you hadn't actually heard it. We recorded it, but we never played it.
Right, you haven't published it. You publish one each Friday.
Each Friday, that's correct. That's correct. So if you're listening to this podcast now, I actually did post the episode that Nina's referring to. So anything else you want to discuss about the recital tomorrow?
No.
Okay. All right, so let's move on to our next topic. So we were much better this time, and we made a list of topics that we wanted to talk about. Okay, so yeah. what was number two? Can you remember number two?
Number two will be Pinewood Derby.
The Pinewood Derby. So tell me all about the Pinewood Derby.
Wait, we have to do it at the next part.
Oh, are we taking a break already?
Yeah.
Are we doing this break thing again?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So... And Daddy's going to have to be in this one, actually.
Okay, well, he...
Yeah. Why are you leaving?
Well, he's... Daddy's leaving the room for a minute. Can we go to break? Go ahead and why don't you tell our guests we're doing.
We'll be right back with Pinewood Derby.
Are you... You did it again today.
I got along.
So okay. Nino and I were talking off the, you know, in between segments.
Welcome
here.
Back, everybody, to Super Cool Uncle Edition.
There you go. Now you're saying it, right? You're so funny. You decoy me every time. You're crazy. All right, so I want to talk about the Pinewood Derby. So tell me about the Pinewood Derby. You got Daddy here with you. He'll kind of describe it a little bit, too. But tell me about it. Daddy, would you like to describe the Pinewood Derby?
All right. So Nino is enrolled in Cub Scouting, and this is his third year in Cub Scouts. And his third Pinewood Derby. Right, Nino?
Yep.
So what was the first year, what was our theme of our car?
Batman,
right. So we had a Batman-themed car the first year. And last year, what was our theme?
I forgot.
The rabbits? Right? It's cartoon, rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah, rabbits was our theme last year. And what's our theme this year?
Roblox.
So we made a Roblox car this year to run. I think this was probably our best car yet as far as fast, right?
As the Batman and Rabbit.
Right. And it's not the fastest car. Like, we didn't get any awards, but we had fun building this thing, right?
Yeah, but probably next year we will get a reward.
Yeah, I think next year we'll work on it. And we'll see what improvements we can make, right, on making a new car next year.
All right, so I have a few questions. I don't know if you can hear me. I was spinning the wheel there. So first of all, describe to me what Roblox is. I know we discussed it briefly on one of our past episodes.
Yeah, the last episode.
That it was a video game. But explain to me what the Roblox is.
Roblox is so many games in one.
So it's basically...
So many games. And also new games. Sometimes come out every day.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm looking. So this is made of wood.
Yeah.
Right. Daddy, what kind of wood is this?
I'm going to go with pine wood.
Pine wood. Okay.
Pine wood.
Hence the pine wood derby.
Oh. Right. See, I'm not from... Okay, are you done? Are you done?
No.
So, I'm not from where you live, and I actually thought Pinewood was a place, not a thing. I was having difficulty just understanding this derby in general.
Right, so I think the misunderstanding was when we were talking about it was the soapbox cars, so Bill was under the assumption that Nino was getting into this thing, and anybody that knows about the Pinewood Derby knows that you're not going to fit inside of a Pinewood Derby car.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a block of wood, approximately, I guess, about 6 inches long, and it starts out maybe 2 inches high. So it's a block.
Yeah, it's just a block of wood.
That's it, just a block of wood. Comes Thank with you. A set of wheels in the official Boy Scout box, Pinewood Derby, box. You have to use the wheels and the nails, which are equivalent to the axles that are provided for you. There's a lot of restrictions, so there's no unfair advantages.
I'll be right back. I need to get a drink.
Okay. And your maximum weight is 5 ounces, but one of the advantages of a heavier weight car typically is more inertia, which leads to more speed. So typically what you want to do is get your car in whatever shape or design that you want, and then try to build up either through weights or added parts back up to the limit of 5 ounces so that you can have that advantage.
So when people design these, they design them with different aerodynamics, or are they all the same shape car?
No, it starts out as a rectangular block of wood, and then each scout will decide what shape they want to make it. So okay, there's some people that round the fronts. They do all sorts of neat and interesting things. Some of them aren't aerodynamic at all and will never win a race, but they're fun to make a theme based on.
Oh, sure, sure.
So like one of the ones today was Optimus Prime, right? From Transformers. Really? Right? And that was pretty cool. It didn't win anything. It actually won a creativity award.
Okay, cool.
But it didn't win for being fast.
And even the Pokemon one.
There was a Pokemon one and a lot of different ones. So some people make them as thin and low profile as possible. And some people, you know, build all sorts of stuff on them. And I've seen tanks and, the whole gamut. So
are you refreshed now, Nino? I heard you walked away from the podcast as we were recording here. Are you refreshed?
I just needed a drink.
You needed a drink? What did you get to drink? What do you have there?
Capri Sun Roaring Waters.
Capri Sun Roaring Waters. Great. Okay. All right. So you had the Pinewood Derby, and then you race them on, what, 6 tracks, you were saying?
It's one big track, has six lines on it, or 6 tracks all tied together.
Mm-hmm.
This year was a brand new track, which was great.
Awesome.
Yes, it was awesome, because the one that we had been using in previous years was a wood track, which was great, but the lane number 6 usually threw cars off, and if your car gets thrown off, you're disqualified, and that ruins your whole total scoring. So
gotcha. Okay.
But, brand new one this year. We even had a live feed broadcasted to a TV via what do they call those? The heroes and all those. Villains? No. The
villains.
Legos?
The hero video.
The GoPros?
GoPros.
Yeah, the GoPros. Okay.
Gotcha. Via GoPro. So that was pretty awesome. So the people that couldn't be right in the front were able to see live feed on a screen.
So. Right. Very cool. So what place did your car come in, or what place did you come in? Do you remember? It was, I guess, a bunch of cars raced and...
Yeah, so it's hard. It can't really say. So he didn't overall take any significant placings. What they do is, of all the cars that are there, each car, at least in the beginning portion, is given an opportunity to run in each lane. So if for some reason one lane is more advantageous than the other, after running, and they call them heats. So after each heat, that they'll run all 6 lanes to get their initial times. And then once that's done, they take all the combined times from all the cars, and then they put them in new groups and race them in separate groups.
Gotcha.
So Nino, I think he raced 6 times your car raced, I think, Nino? I'm sorry, 8 times, right? About 8 times. He got 3rd place at least 4 times and 2nd place at least twice. So.
Okay. All right. So it's pretty respectable. And I'm sitting there spinning the wheels. I mean, this thing seems like it spins pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think you and Dad built a pretty good one here.
Yeah. Ran pretty consistent.
Very good. So now Uncle Bill knows what a Pinewood Derby is. It's a car made out of...
Pinewood.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay, cool. Anything else you want to discuss about the Pinewood Derby? Gentlemen, did you have somebody saying, gentlemen, start your engines? Did somebody do a beginning? Was there a flag or anything? No?
Just our opening ceremonies for scouts, right?
Okay.
But what was funny was what happened to the... So the guy that was the person presenting, the final judge presenting all the awards, at the ceremony was from where?
Remember where he was from?
From Pennsylvania State Police. He was a trooper.
Oh, you had a trooper there.
Right?
And cool.
And what did the trooper do to the number one winner? He took him away, gave him a speeding ticket, and took him away, right?
What?
Because obviously to get first place, he had to be speeding.
Yeah, he had to be pretty fast, right? So are you kind of lucky that you didn't win first place? Right? Well, that was cool. All right, cool. Anything else about the Pinewood Derby you want to talk to me about? No. Are you going to participate in this next year? Do you know what your car is going to be next year already? No? Okay, it's kind of still up in the air, huh?
Yeah, so sometimes the scouts will provide a theme to do a car based off of, and this year there was no theme, so he was able to choose whatever he wanted. I think last year was cartoons or superheroes or something like that, and
Cartoon.
And then the year before, maybe it was superheroes, I think.
Okay.
Which is where we got the Batman.
Very cool. Well, I really like this car, and I think it's great that you and Daddy built this together, and I think it's really cool that you spent some time at the race today. Right?
Right. Let's take a break.
Okay. Are we taking another break? Why don't we just go straight through this time, and then we'll take a break after this next section. What do you think?
Really, we have to do a part each section.
So each section needs to be a part?
Part needs to be something on our list.
Okay, we did make a list this time, didn't we?
Yep.
Okay.
But I think we're okay. I don't think we need to take a break. I think we can just flow into the next one.
So let's flow into the next one. Let's try it. Because we took a lot of breaks on your first two podcasts. So we're just going to flow. All right, let's do this. Okay, so our next topic is, I'm trying to read your handwriting, how Nino likes the podcasts. So tell me about you liking my podcast.
Well, your podcast is like probably the first podcast I ever heard of.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I feel like I'm your biggest fan.
You are my biggest fan, buddy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you sign autographs?
I can sign autographs if you want me to sign. Here, I'll sign your book. Do you have a pen? Here, I'll get a pencil. So go ahead, tell me what else you like about the podcast.
Well, you go get a pencil.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that wasn't long, was it?
Pencil.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, so I'm gonna sign this while you're talking.
All right.
Okay.
So, why I really like the podcast, it is because that...
That's my autograph. It's a little sloppy, but it's my autograph. Okay, so why do you like my podcast?
Why I like your podcast, it's because it's the first podcast I've ever listened to.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. I like all of the episodes that I heard of.
Okay. Was there one that was your favorite?
Favorite? I do not have a favorite yet.
No?
I like all of them so far.
Okay, so like...
That I listen to.
Right, so I know you've listened to my first one about not making excuses. You listened to the L.L. Bean one.
L.L. Bean Discovery.
Yeah. How about the one with Ed Burns? That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Huh?
Did you listen to the one with Ed Burns on LinkedIn? All about LinkedIn? No? Are you on LinkedIn yet?
No.
You're not on LinkedIn? No? Okay. Do you want to be on LinkedIn?
I don't know what LinkedIn is.
Yeah. So LinkedIn, so you know what
Facebook... You said Lincoln.
Yeah, I know I did. Thank you.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Good thinking, Lincoln.
So Abraham LinkedIn.
So you know what Facebook is?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's Facebook? Is a social networking website?
Yeah.
Right? So LinkedIn is the same thing, but for working professionals. So people who have jobs. Oh. So Daddy has a LinkedIn page. I have a LinkedIn page. But you don't have one because you don't have a job. Do you know what your job is right now?
What?
Your job is being a student.
What?
It really is. And do you know where your job is at this very second? co-host of the Off the Top of My Head podcast. Is that your current job description?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to tell me about the podcast?
No.
Okay. All right. So let's see. The next topic here is, again, I'm trying to read your handwriting.
Yeah,
New stuff about me. Okay. So let's ask stuff about you. So how you doing?
Next part.
No, we're just going to, let's keep going and then we'll
next
do,
part.
I promise we will take a break after this one.
I just need a voice break.
Uncle Bill, you haven't been talking a whole lot. If there's anybody who needs a voice break, it's me.
Me.
It's me.
Me.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back into this episode. This is the, what do we call this? The Super Cool Uncle Edition? Super Cool Uncle Edition. All right, Nino shaking his head up and down as a yes. Okay, so in this section here, what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about new stuff about you, right?
Right.
All right, so what do you want to talk about? So what's new in Nino's world? What you been up to lately? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, here we go again. So how's school been going?
Good.
Yeah? Like, so what's defined good? How did they measure you?
Nice.
Hmm?
Like, school's nice.
School's nice, like N-O-I-C-E?
Like, almost like nice, but nice.
Nice, okay. So, do you get a report card when you go to school?
Each 2 months, I get report card.
2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you tell me about your most recent one?
My second report card, very, very good than my, very, very better than my first report card.
So
lots of things has went up, right?
Yeah, major improvements this this report cycle.
Right.
Well, that's excellent. So is that in individual subjects or do they give you an overall grade? How does that work?
Like every subject together.
Okay, so what is your best subject?
Best subject? Of course it's reading.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, that's great. So what's the subject that you need the most improvement on?
Math. I need to improve math a little bit more.
Math, okay. So you think, is that just practice or?
Practice.
Okay.
Practice makes perfect.
Practice makes that. Here you go. That's Nino's advice for this podcast. Practice makes perfect, because he was on the piano and he was practicing to make that perfect. And he wants to improve in math to make it perfect, right?
Right.
And you keep practicing with your cars, so the next time you make it, it's going to be perfect. All right, cool. So what else about school and your report card? Anything else on there you want to talk about? What's your favorite subject? I
told you, reading.
No, I know that's what you're best at, but like, what's like your
reading.
Favorite?
Reading.
You like to read? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Reading's my favorite.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, yeah, so an interesting factoid about Nino is he loves books. And
yeah, I sometimes read them all the time.
Yeah, and so, which as a parent, I'm extremely proud of him. Very unusual for somebody his age to constantly want to have a book in his hand. And that's actually something as a parent I'm proud of. He didn't get it from me. Probably got it from my wife. She's very much into books. But if he likes to read books in between his classwork, he likes to read books in the car, going from place to place, quiet time at night, he likes to grab a book.
That's so great.
So, it's no wonder that reading is his favorite subject. And he's very, very good at that.
So, what are some of the books that you read? Can you remember some of the titles, or is it
like
a specific...
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Okay.
Captain Underpants.
Okay.
Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of other stuff also.
Well, there were some books from school that you're reading this year, right?
Yeah.
So, what was the book that you just got finished reading?
Finished?
Yeah.
Can you remember?
Huh?
Was it Frindle?
Oh, right. That was the school book that I was reading last. It was a very good book, and the last book that I read is called Trapped in the Overworld. It's a Minecraft book by this author named Winter Morgan. I really liked it. It was very good.
What was it about?
Like, how three kids were playing Minecraft, and there was a storm coming their way, and there was a griefer in their Minecraft, so they had to stop them. But when a lightning shocked, all of those three kids got sucked into their Minecraft game, and they had to survive in Minecraft for the rest of their lives, and had to try and find a way to get home.
Wow, that seems pretty intense.
Yep.
How was it, a long book or?
18 chapters.
Okay, that sounds pretty long.
So would you say that's very similar to Jumanji?
Jumanji?
Yeah, you remember the movie Jumanji, right?
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle?
Yeah. Would you say that was very similar?
Right.
To the book that you just read?
Right.
Okay.
So if there was a book that you could recommend to Uncle Bill, what would it be? Like if you said, Uncle Bill, you have to read this book, what would it be?
I don't really know yet.
I know, because you don't know what Uncle Bill likes. You don't know what I like, so you can't really make a recommendation.
What do you like to read?
You really can't make a recommendation.
What theme book do you like to read?
So, Uncle Bill...
Podcast?
You know, well, I'll be honest with you. Uncle Bill doesn't read books a whole lot. Uncle Bill likes to read the internet articles and different news websites, that sort of thing. But he really doesn't pick up a book and read, per se.
So you, like, never read a book?
Oh, no, I've read books before. I've read a lot of books when I was younger, when I was your age. But it's just not something I gravitate towards.
So maybe fantasy and fiction probably isn't a book type that Uncle Bill would be into, right?
Probably not.
And maybe history, if it's relevant to something going on today.
Yeah, so I would say a history book would... I like to figure out the history of things and figure out how things work. Yep, absolutely. So that would be a good topic. So when you read one, can you recommend one to me?
Yeah.
You'll be able to... Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, what are you reading now in school that that is based on history? It's about somebody.
I am Helen Keller.
Oh,
that's the
wow.
book that I'm reading now for school.
So can you tell me a little bit about it? I know you're not done it yet, but can you tell me a little bit about what it's all about?
Like, this little girl named Helen Keller is blind and deaf, and her friend Annie helps her learn when she's blind and deaf.
Okay.
Like D-E-A-F.
Right, so like she can't hear.
Yeah.
Right, that's not like...
And then lots of people know that a deaf and blind girl is learning very easy from Annie.
Hmm. Interesting. I'd be curious to hear...
It's a really good book so far.
Yeah, so when you're finished the book, maybe we should do a book review on that book. What do you think? That'd be okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Well, you know that you're at my house.
Yes, we are recording in Nino's house. We are here right by his piano. And we also have some cats that are walking around on occasion. So we're just having a good time.
Not even a single cat has came in here.
Oh, no, they're around. Oh, there's a stuffed one there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So any other books you want to talk about?
No.
All right. So where do you want to take the podcast from here? Like, this is the beauty of it. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about. We just have to make sure the audience doesn't tune out. Right?
Well, we have to... Well, I really want to make one more part, so I have to think about what it's going to be.
Okay. So are you telling me that you want to take a break?
Uh-oh.
We'll be
right back, people, after this break.
Okay, everybody, welcome back into the episode. As you know, this episode is being recorded over a number of different days. We have a number of different topics. Right, buddy?
Yeah.
So we were going to record
So for those of you, I may have mentioned this in one of a previous segment, but I gave Nino a book where he can write podcast ideas in. And do you have that with you today?
No.
So if I gave you the book and we were talking about podcast ideas, why did you forget it?
No idea.
Okay. So
I just actually forgot.
You just forgot?
Yeah.
Okay, what are we gonna talk about then?
0% idea.
A 0% idea.
Yeah.
So what if my audience wants to now stop the podcast? So that's what I'm saying. We got to talk about something. So we're actually recording this on Easter, right?
Yeah.
So what did you get for Easter? I know you got a few things, right?
I know. My birthday was just a couple of days away. Like a couple of days back. And I got presents for my birthday.
And what were some of them?
Hold on.
Okay. We're holding. I tell you what, while you hold on and you think about it, I think we're going to start dinner. So why don't we pause here real quick and then we'll come back. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to say we'll be right back or do you want me to say that?
You.
Okay. I'll say it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, into the episode Off the Top of My Head, Super Cool Uncle Edition.
Thanks, buddy. That was really good. You're getting good at that.
Yeah.
We might have to get you your own podcast. Are you dabbing again? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so...
Are you just getting bothered?
No, it's fine. I mean, look, dabbing's overplayed, but for an 8-year-old, we'll roll with it. Okay, so you wanted to tell me about your cats.
Yeah.
Right? You have quite a few.
K-A-T-Z.
Yes, T-Z. Cats. All right, so tell me about your cats. So you have how many altogether?
4.
You have 4. Okay, so tell me their names.
Ziggy, Bonnie, Clyde, and Loki.
Okay.
And one that recently died last year, Simon.
Simon, right.
Can we talk about Simon first?
Sure, because go ahead.
Simon, she was the greatest cat ever in my life. She always slept with me in bed. She was always kind to me. I snuggle with her sometimes, and she snuggles back with me.
Mm-hmm.
And after, like, a few years, like, after, like, when I was born to, like, when I was still 8 last year, she died one day. We heard that she was sick, and she might probably die, and when she died, I was really sad. I was really, really sad, and really, I never seen her since.
Yeah. You miss her.
I just really miss her.
You miss her, right? But you remember, you have good memories of her. Those were all great memories.
Right. I even have a little memory in my bedroom.
Oh, that's cute. So is there anything special, like a special thing that happened that you remember? Like one time you chased her or chased him, or can you remember anything? I mean, all those were great memories and cats are very loving.
Well, I never chased Simon.
No?
Because she was always kind to me.
Right. Okay.
And well, I really need to find a new cat that is very kind and likes to cuddle with me.
So the 4 cats that you have now are not, they don't cuddle with you?
Not really.
No? Okay. Well, maybe over time you develop a bond with them and they'll come and cuddle with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, anything else you want to tell me about Simon?
No. Okay. Next cat, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
The great jumping cat.
She is a jumper. And
in
she's a skinny.
World. She is the greatest jumping cat in the world.
She's a skinny little thing.
She can, like, jump all the way up to my top bunk with the ladder.
Wow.
Really?
Wow, she can really get around then, huh?
And she can jump off from the bunk down to the floor.
Yeah, well, cats are pretty good at that, for sure. All right, so that's Bonnie. Yep. Do you know how old Bonnie is?
Bonnie is 3 years old, very mm-hmm. young,
and what does...
very great jumper. She practices a lot
I'm
with
sure.
jumping.
And what does Bonnie look like?
Black and white. a whole body very, very black. Some of her body is white.
Does she have any distinguishing marks, like something that makes her special?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Anything else you want to tell me about Bonnie?
Nope.
All right.
Next cat.
Next cat.
Clyde.
Clyde. Oh, okay. So I see. So we got Bonnie and Clyde. Okay. So tell me about Clyde.
Clyde, the very messiest cat. Very fat. Eats a lot of food.
Yeah.
Really.
Okay. Does Clyde have a lot of fur?
Gets chased by Ziggy a lot.
Does Clyde have a lot of fur?
Yep, lots of fur, even coming out of him.
Yeah, so Clyde would be
gray and white.
Mm-hmm. So Clyde is what's known as a long-haired cat.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so what else about Clyde?
Nothing really else.
No? Okay, so
next
Clyde.
Next cat, Loki.
Loki. So tell me about Loki.
The calmest cat in the house, really likes to sleep a lot.
Okay.
Just like sleeps in the middle of mommy and daddy's bed.
Mm-hmm.
Really likes my pillow so much.
Mm-hmm. So cats are...
And I am very kind to him, just like I did with Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also our oldest kitty, correct?
Right.
Right. He's about, what, 18 years old, I think?
Yep.
Wow, yeah. He's lived a pretty long life so far.
Yep, pretty long life.
Okay. All right, so anything else about Loki? No?
No.
Okay. Who's next?
Final cat, Ziggy.
Ziggy.
The craziest cat in the house. Lots of gray, all gray.
Mm-hmm.
Has one eye.
Has one eye. Okay.
Because I'm of an infection on one of his eyes.
Okay.
I thought he was a pirate cat.
Arr. Or does it go, meow?
And I told you, craziest cat, mm-hmm. really runs a lot, eats lots of food like Clyde,
mm-hmm.
chases Clyde a lot,
okay.
chases Bonnie a lot.
Mm-hmm. I saw him chasing.
Doesn't really bother Loki much.
Mm-hmm.
When I try to pet Ziggy, he just runs away.
Okay.
Because he thinks that I'm always crazy.
Mm-hmm. So out of the four, I know you're talking about Simon.
Right.
But out of the four that you have left, which one's your favorite?
All of them.
They're all your favorite?
Great.
Nice. I like it. Do you feed them treats? Do you give them treats?
Probably the kitties heard that.
They heard that? They're going to come running for some treats?
Hold on. I'll be right back. I'm going to give them some treats.
Well, we'll give them some treats after we're done here.
All right. After okay? the podcast.
All
well,
right, cool.
This is the final part.
Yeah, this is the final part.
Yeah.
So, are we done?
Yeah.
Okay. So, can I tell my audience a few things?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Like every single podcast.
Like every single podcast.
Every yeah. podcast special.
Yeah, do you want to take us out with a piano, another song?
Yep.
What do you think? All right, go ahead. Why don't you swing your chair around?
No, thanks. I'll be fine.
Okay, well, hold on. Before you do that, let me talk to my audience, and then
right?
how about I point to you, and then you can do the piano, okay?
Sorry, everybody, that I played the piano.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
Maybe end it with popcorn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, no.
Can we do something different?
I want to
different?
Do a horn call.
All right, we'll do the
That's
horn call.
Just,
let Uncle
because
Bill...
Because popping popcorn is very small.
But that's okay. It can be just like a jingle. We call it a jingle in the biz. Will you do popcorn for me? It's for my audience, really. I think they want to hear something different. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to end the podcast... And then you're gonna play the final song. How's that? Okay.
I really want to do horn call.
Okay. Well, you can do horn call. No problem.
Stop.
No problem.
Daddy, can you stop?
Daddy is restraining Nino from playing until it's time for Nino to play. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Off the Top of My Head podcast. Once again, you can follow us on Instagram. We are at Off the Top of My Head Podcast. And if you'd like to send an email, if you'd like to give us feedback on this episode, or you would like to be a guest on the podcast, feel free to send me an email at OTTOMHpodcast@gmail.com. That's OTTOMHpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready, bud? All right, you want to play us out?
Yep.
All right, let's play us out. Okay, this is Horn. This is Nino and Horn Call. It's all good. Did you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Bye, everybody. I'll see you soon.
And goodbye.
Thanks, everybody, for downloading this podcast. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Off the Top of My Head podcast. Who will I interview next? What will the topic be? And where will I record the episode? Please subscribe to be notified when a new episode is posted on your selected listening platform. Off the Top of My Head Podcast, a podcast about anything and everything.